I'm Mitch Wertlieb, host of VPR's Morning Edition. We've borrowed Vermont Edition host and our very own elder pressman Bob Kinzel for a new segment called Ask Bob. As a podcast extra of sorts, we thought we'd share it with you Vermont Edition listeners and Kinzel superfans as well, so enjoy. Bob, today's question came to us in an email from Jean, who writes, I think I saw a bill proposing we move to an electronic voting system. What are the implications to consider for this question? Time, money to install, how many other states have it, or maybe still do voice votes? Are there any likely changes to voting behavior if we adopt this system? Now, Bob, I know there are roll call votes from time to time at the State House. What is the difference between a roll call vote and a voice vote, and how are they used?
Well, Mitch, there are actually three ways that House members can vote on a bill or an amendment to the bill. The first is a voice vote. The Speaker calls for the yeas and nays. It's up to her to determine which side has the most votes. But sometimes it's hard to tell. And if this happens, any House member can request what's called a division vote by actually calling out, "Division!" So with this second method of voting, members are asked to stand if they support the bill and they're counted. Then they sit down. Opponents are asked to stand. They're counted. And then the Speaker announces the results. And then there is the third method, the roll call vote. Any House member can request a roll call. They also have to do this by calling out. And the actual roll call sounds something like this.
Wood of Waterbury.
No.
Wright of Burlington.
No.
Iacovone of Morristown.
Yes.
Yantochka of Charlotte.
Yes.
So as you can hear, Mitch, it's a very deliberate process, and there are 150 names to be called. And then the House clerk runs through the list again for any members who were not present during the original roll call. So this whole process can take a little bit of time. And there's been a new development that's been used more and more these days during roll call votes. And this happens when the vote has been tallied, but just before it's announced, members have an opportunity to explain their vote if they want to. Their comments are then printed in the House Journal for the next day. And in some cases, you know, there are 10, 20, or 30 people who want to explain their vote. And of course, this just adds to the overall time for the roll call.
Well, Bob, forgive me. You said this takes up a little bit of time. It sounds to me like this could take up quite a bit of time. How much accumulated time do they take up in the course of a legislative year? Do we know?
We have a pretty good guess. No question, Mitch, that there are more roll call votes in the last 10 years. And I tallied them, and they're about 80 on average every year. Three roll calls take an hour. Those 80 roll calls take roughly 27 hours, so that's 3.5 days a year that's spent just on roll call votes, or 7 days over the course of the 2-year session. Lawmakers are in for 4 days a week, so it's almost an entire week each year. And I should also mention that sometimes House leaders request a roll call on a bill to let the Senate know how strongly the House feels about an issue, and the Senate certainly does the same thing. So you might have a roll call vote of 120 to 30, and then the Senate has a pretty clear idea about how much support there is for the bill in the House.
Well, that makes me wonder whether some lawmakers want to switch over to an electronic system like the one they use in the U.S. House and in a number of states.
Well, there's legislation that's been introduced to put that kind of system in place at the State House, but I think it faces a lot of opposition. Now, Mitch, try to imagine a huge electronic tote board with 150 names on it in the front of the House chamber, right about above the portrait of George Washington, with green dots for members who voted for a bill and a red dot for those who voted against it. I think there would be an enormous outcry about doing that.
Are you saying that that would face a lot of opposition just for the optics of it because it would just look non-traditional?
Absolutely. I think there's been a big effort at the State House to restore it and preserve it to the way it's been for the last century. And I think if some people think about that big tote board, they would just have a heart attack.
But if Vermont moved to an electronic voting system in the House, what are the chances it would actually save a lot of time?
Mitch, that's the $64,000 question. So I think the initial answer is yes, it would save time, but that could change. I say yes, because if we're talking about the same number of roll calls, the electronic system would cut the time in half, if not more. But here's the question. Would there be more requests for roll calls if the process took half the time? Currently, I think some lawmakers are reluctant to ask for a roll call when the outcome is clearly known. But as our political system becomes more partisan, the political parties use these votes at election time to support or oppose a specific candidate. They put out election flyers saying things like, this lawmaker voted to raise taxes 10 times, and then they list the votes. So my guess is that the electronic voting system will generate more roll calls. And that could be a good thing for the accountability of lawmakers. But in the end, I'm not so sure it would save much time.
And what about changing the behavior or the way people vote?
Well, I think roll calls do change behavior in some cases. Mitch, I've been in the House chamber when a voice vote takes place and it's very, very close, too close for the speaker to determine. So somebody calls out, division, and lawmakers are then asked to stand to indicate their support or opposition to the bill. But sometimes these division votes seem very close, and someone will call out, roll call, and this can happen until the time when the division vote is announced. And then when the roll call tally is announced, the bill passes by a 2-to-1 margin. So I think it shows there are times when going on the record with a roll call vote can seemingly change the outcome of the issue. It probably doesn't happen all that often, but it definitely happens.
Well, prediction time then, Bob. What do you think is the outlook for the electronic voting system being adopted in Vermont?
Don't bet on it, Mitch. I don't think it's very good. The historic preservation considerations that we've been talking about, the fact that it might not save any time if there are more roll call votes. And there are people who feel very strongly that the roll call tradition is an important part of the Vermont legislative process.
Bob Kinzel has been covering the Vermont State House since 1981. If you've got a question for Bob, you can send an email to news@vpr.net. Just put Ask Bob in the subject line. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.